Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
A few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda, you said Russia. In the 1980s, are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
That was the anointed one, President Obama, during the debates with Romney, sneering at Romney, saying Russia was a threat to America. Welcome to the program. I'm not going to do much politics because it's too painful, frankly. Today is an anniversary show, my 20th anniversary, 20 years in radio. We're Friday. Today and the rest of the week, we're going to be celebrating with special guests, book giveaways to people who get on the air. All the news of the day mixed in with, I think, some of the most remarkable historic sound bites in my radio career, some of which you heard if you've been listening on and off for these years, and some of which you'll say, oh, my God, he said that 20 years ago. I don't believe it. Well, so that's what we're going to be doing, including Mama Savage, liberals in Asian restaurants, the first demo, the virgin demo I used to get on the air, where I said I'm to the right of Russia and to the left of God. Remember that one? 20 years ago. And now, Michael Savage, from high atop the Empire State Building in New York City, to the right of Rush and to the left of God. That's what I said when I was trying to get a job in radio. We have a lot of good stuff. And I want to ask you something. In the news department, do you believe the Malaysian prime minister? Do you believe it's true? 18 days later, suddenly there's definitive proof that the plane, it went up, it went down, it went off course, and then it crashed way off course. Do you believe a word that he said? I mean, I'm skeptical. I don't believe him. I don't believe him because Malaysia is a corrupt government, far more corrupt than Obama, to give you some idea. And I have been there, and I've studied Malaysia. It's about as corrupt kleptocracy as you can get. Why should I believe the Malaysian prime minister? Now, maybe it's true. Maybe they'll fish out some debris, and I'll say, all right, well, why should I buy it hook, line, and sinker? I'm not Wolf Blitzer. I'm not Andrea Mitchell. I don't work for the U.S. government. Okay, so you can answer that if you want. But here's something more interesting to me for the callers out there. By the way, you're not listening to this on a filling in your head. This is not your imagination. I know many of you think you're imagining the show, but it's actually a live man doing a live radio show out of San Francisco. It's called The Savage Nation. It's the number one listened to show on WABC in New York. And many other stations across the country. I mention New York because if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. And they have some titans on WABC, but I beat them all in the last book in terms of overall audience on the show. It's a big deal to me. Since this is the last stop in my radio career, I may as well tell you about it. Who are you going to hear it from? You're going to hear it from the New York Times? What is your first memory of the Savage Nation? How old were you? Who were you with? Now, many of you are going to call and tell me that you listen with your father and he's dead. I know that, and I'm expecting it, and that's fine. And don't hold your emotions back. Many of you are grown people now who started listening to this show when you were children. It's hard for me to believe. I think I've accounted for two marriages in my career, maybe more, of people who said, oh, you're a Savage Nation listener? Wow. It's like a big secret. What is your first memory of Michael Savage's Savage Nation? And how old were you? Where was it? Let's go to the first caller today. Jesse in Fort Lauderdale on WFTL. Go ahead. What was your first memory?
Yeah, back when you used to play the Cuban music, and my son just told me since you became the new time spot, he says, oh, yeah, that's when we used to have to listen to him at night. Now we get to listen to him when I pick him up from school and take him home.
When you mean right now, when I'm in Florida, 3 to 6?
Yeah, when you're on from 3 to 6, I pick him up.
Well, how old is your son?
He's 18 now.
But he was a baby when you first started listening to the show?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Well, do you like the new time slot?
Oh, the new time slot, he loves that because he gets to listen to you.
That's beautiful. Well, Everyone who we select on the air today gets a free copy of one of my books. So stay on the line. Doug will take your email address, and we'll move on to the next caller. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Here's a funny one coming up. Remember, this is my 20th anniversary, so please indulge me. I'm not going to have another one. I only get one 20th anniversary in radio. I know many of you don't believe it, but I've been on the air 20 years. I don't believe it, frankly. I can remember the first day in 1994. I remember it as vividly as I am sitting here at this desk with the red tablecloth and the green curtains. Exactly what happened. I was a fill-in host on KGO Radio in San Francisco on an overnight show. I think he's still there. He plays at being a black racist, but he really isn't, I hear. That was his shtick. Apparently, in order to attract an audience on KGO in those days, you had to pretend you hated white people. I don't know. It's a good act. It seems to work for some in the White House. I filled in for him. All I talked about was affirmative action and how un-American it was. And things like that. I mean, it's all I said. I got hatred that I had never experienced in my life. Remember, prior to that, I was the good doctor. I was the nutritionist. I was the herbalist. I traveled a good part of the world to talk about nutrition. In fact, I spoke in Malaysia, incidentally. I remember speaking in Kuala Lumpur on stage. I had food poisoning. Was it in Thailand or Malaysia? I don't remember. I had food poisoning. I turned green in the middle of the night. They wanted to send me to the hospital. Mrs. Savage said over my dead body she was afraid they'd remove my kidneys and she'd get back a husband without kidneys and a heart. So I suffered through the night. I woke up in the morning. I was as dizzy as you can imagine. And I went up on stage about an hour later with the help of some people who lifted. And I did a speech to 300 Malaysian women wearing, they were wearing burkas. They weren't wearing the full covering. I mean, they're very nice women. I was talking about herbal medicine and nutrition in translation. But when I told the joke, somehow they laughed, even though I spoke in English, because I have a very expressive face and hands. I gave my shtick. The curtain came down. They took me right back to the sick bed. And the first food I had that I asked for after this bout of food poisoning was, you guessed it, no, not Chinese, but pizza. I highly recommend it for food poisoning. Pizza with fresh garlic worked for me. Let's go to the first callers here on the Savage Nation of the first memories of the Savage Show, when you first heard it, where you were, what's your memory. I mean, it's a piece of radio history. Forgive me for indulging myself. I feel like doing it. I think many of you will enjoy it. I'll work the news in as it comes up. And believe me, there is news to talk about. Mrs. Obama's junket to China is the greatest scandal of her career. It's being brushed up and covered up by ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News, and every one of the other alphabet presidential channels. But it's the greatest scandal, frankly, of any president in history. The abuse of power of Mrs. Obama is something to behold. In fact, her mother is such a piece of work, Mrs. Robinson, that the staff in the Beijing Hotel could not wait for her to leave. It came out of a newspaper in London saying she was so abusive to the Chinese staff, barking at them, that they didn't want to work for her anymore. That's great. That's a real great image for America. They're really great ambassadors, aren't they? WABC, John, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hello, Dr. Savage. How are you doing? Hello?
I never answer how you're doing. What's your first memory?
When you called Glenn Beck a hemorrhoid with eyes.
Oh, a hemorrhoid with eyes. No wonder he never had me on his show after that.
Yeah, I love you.
I was wondering why that member of the Rush cartel never had me back on his show. I didn't know that I called him a hemorrhoid with eyes. Now, didn't he complain about his hemorrhoids for months before that? It's all he did on the air was tell you about his hemorrhoid operation. Then he cleaned up his act and pretended he was a rational, intelligent man with a bow tie. Okay, end the story. BAP, Texas, PJ, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, the first memory I have of you is when you were saying you were attacking your own tribe, not attacking, but calling them out when they put down the cross and sort of put down Christianity when Christianity, most strains of Christianity are very supportive of Israel. And I remember my father saying that you can always tell a good man when he's willing to call out his own tribe. I'm Armenian, and I think he was referring to Kavorkian.
Well, I don't consider myself a member of a tribe, to be honest. I mean, I was born in the Bronx. I don't know what tribe that would be unless it's the Bronx Indians.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, any sort of ethnic tribe.
I understand. I relate to what you're saying. But, you know, just as there are African-Americans who are very sensitive to people who abuse, let us say, abuse the society based on their race, I am more than sensitive to those of the religion into which I was born who abuse this society, and I call them out, if that's what you're saying. I don't apologize for it. They disgust me. They sicken me. They make my flesh crawl. I ran away from them 40 years ago, and every time I'm around them, I want to puke, to be very honest.
Can I ask, Sam, one other thing? Are you familiar with the English writer G.K. Chesterton?
No, you're leading me up. Of course I am. What is it that he wrote that you're interested in?
Well, the one thing is that he said one time, one of his many quotes, he's very quotable. He said that that common sense, you can tell common sense has a spiritual dimension to it because it's almost always crucified. And
that's well, has that that sure worked in my case. I'm the only member of the American media banned from entering the great nation of Britain, being denied British cuisine and the great dental work they're famous for. So I have suffered. I've had to get local dental work. I couldn't go to a British. I couldn't go to an English dentist all these years.
Yes.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, no, I would have gone to Sussex for my dental work. No question about it. Had I been able to, I wouldn't have gone right here in San Francisco to Joe Armel. I should give him a plug because, you know, you're never more vulnerable than you're laying down on anesthesia with your mouth open. You got to be nice to your dentist. There's a few people you have to be nice to. One of them is your dentist because there's no divorcing a dentist. When you're passed out in that chair and your mouth is wide open, my God, you talk about a feeling of vulnerability. You can't fight back. What would you like to talk about? I knew this would be a good show. I knew it. And we have some sound oldies that the guys picked for me. We're going to do the news intermittently. And one of the news stories that shocked me this morning, it got me frightened because I know how bad Obama is, far more so than you may believe. I saw this morning on the Free Beacon. I said, this can't be real. Here it is. Obama to kill Tomahawk Hellfire missile programs, the cornerstone of U.S. naval power, eliminated under the Obama budget. I swear to God, at a time like this, when Russia is on the move, when China is on the move, Mao Tse-Tung Obama, Mao Obama, who I named Mao Obama a long time ago, Mao Obama has killed the Tomahawk and Hellfire missile programs, which are the cornerstone of U.S. naval power. You ask, how can he get away with it? The answer is because we have a one-party dictatorship with a drunk named John Boehner on the other side. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. 1-800-887-7372.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Way ventilation unit. Way ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Way ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Hello, people. Ty Bollinger here, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. There is a drug-resistant superbug, Perfect Storm, that's on a collision course with mankind. Infections that were previously treatable are returning with a vengeance. The rise of the superbugs is here, much to our chagrin. This fact, associated with the end of the age of antibiotic drugs, is rapidly approaching. Drugs are quickly becoming increasingly irrelevant as bacteria and microorganisms have learned to evolve and outsmart these drugs. But there is a solution. I've seen it firsthand. You must obtain Carnivora. That's Carnivora.com. Used successfully by a U.S. president in 1985. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. I'm urging you to try Carnivora. You must protect yourself and your loved ones now. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY today.
I got to tell you something. I never thought I'd last 20 years. I always thought I'd be in the top three if I lasted at all, but I'm here, and I won't be here another 20 years. I mean, you know, I don't know whether you'll be here in another 20 years. For sure, I'm not going to be on radio in 20 years. I don't think I'll be on the earth in 20 years. So to me, it's a big deal. A 20th anniversary in any profession is a milestone. You ask yourself how many people you know could do what I've done for 20 years. And remember, I started rather late in life. It was my third or fourth career. It was not my first choice. I never trained in broadcasting. It's something I just did, and I was good at it, and, you know, duck to water kind of thing. I knew I had the nature for it. And I had told you before that the years I was doing book tours, you know, the 5-10 city tours, when I would do a book on herbal medicine or nutrition, every time I would go around the country, I'd meet some of the most beautiful people I ever met in my life. To this day, I don't wish I remember the gentleman's name. It was on a station in Seattle. You know, in those days, radio, in the 1970s, radio was considered an extremely prestigious career. And I remember walking in the studios in Seattle. I'm sorry, I don't remember which. They had huge pictures of each of their daytime hosts on the wall. So you really knew that the station appreciated the hosts of the radio station. Well, those days are long gone. We're nothing but marionettes today, you know, small little sock puppets. But in those days, they were considered stars. And one of them had this great voice. I was talking about one of my books, I don't know, Earth Medicine or whatever it was, 1972. Remember what I'm talking about. It was my first published book. And he said to me during the break, he said, Michael, you have a wonderful, wonderful voice. You have a great presence on radio. You ought to consider a career in radio. Well, it was like saying to someone, you ought to consider a career in Major League Baseball. I had no idea how to become a radio host. I said, that's a great idea. How do you do it? He said, I don't know, but you'd be good at it. Well, it never happened then. It took many, many years later. I'm talking 20 years after that, that I even sent out my demo tape. I wouldn't recommend sending out demo tapes today to anyone who wants to be on radio. Those days are over, period. Anyway, we're going on with the news of the day and my 20th anniversary story show with incredible sound. Do we have the Michelle Obama sound? Listen to this. You want to listen to hypocrisy? Here is the first lady in China talking about this. Listen.
My husband and I are on the receiving end of plenty of questioning and criticism from our media and our fellow citizens. And it's not always easy, but we wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Because time and again, we have seen that countries are stronger and more prosperous
Michelle.
When the voices of and opinions of all their citizens can be heard.
Oh, don't leave any money on the table. Sign up for the student aid. Here is a hypocrite of hypocrites. She's in China. She forbade any American press from traveling with her, and she BS's the Chinese people like she's Miss Freedom of Speech. You talk about nauseating. But I'm not gonna get mad. I just can't take it anymore. I can't take these people anymore. They're the worst. They've trashed the White House. They've trashed the presidency. They've trashed the First and four other amendments. It's sickening. Sickening, by the way. Sickening. What was your first memory of the Savage Nation? I haven't yet gotten to any of the... What's that, the motorcycle sound? I love that one. That's Judas Priest, right? Oh, I'm sorry. That's Motley Crue. What's the piece? Okay, let's ram it. Ram it. You want to celebrate with Michael Savage? 855-472-82. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know I spend hours in the studio talking with guests, and I'm constantly meeting people. Hey, I don't want their bad breath, do you? Smart Mouth gets to the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get fresh, clean breath for 12 hours. Other mouthwashes, they only last, about an hour. So use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, fresh breath all night. No more morning breath. Smart Mouth for 12 hours of real clean breath. Do what I do. Look for the green and white box at stores everywhere.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week InstaFlex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive, complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Yeah, yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
We even have my producer, Neil West, is telling me that I'm one of the most watched individuals on YouTube. And someone put together a savage area where there's a whole interchange of me decimating liberal callers over the years. And we have that piece for you. I never heard it, frankly. I don't get a chance to listen to that. And to show you how popular I am and what a celebrity I am and how much I'm loved, I've invited numerous celebrities and big people onto the show. No one has responded. I am the most popular and least popular person in the media. Isn't that interesting? That's an interesting paradox. I'm serious. I've invited a number of people on. They didn't even say no. They didn't even answer me. We'll have a couple of them on. There's a few people I really would like on, including if any member of Metallica is listening to the show, because I play your bumper music. I love it for so many years. Even though I hated it when my kid was young, and I found a CD or a DVD, whatever they, I can mix them up, a music piece of yours in his drawer years later when he went off to college and I was crying going through his things. And I said, what is this garbage? I used to yell at him for listening to this. Let me listen to it. It was fabulous. I put it right on the show. But you see, you can learn from your children at a certain point. So if any member of Metallica or Judas Priest, if they're around, I know some of you must listen. You love... You know, entertainers love entertainers, let me tell you that, and energy needs energy. And in a dead zone called America between 9 a.m. in the morning and 9 p.m. at night, I would think that there's an awful lot of entertainers who listen to the show. I know for a fact in L.A. I have a large following of conservative individuals. They want to call in 855-407-282. What is their first memory of the Savage Nation? I doubt that they will. They're all protecting their back end. And I get it. That's how it works. And we'll get through it one way or the other. Meanwhile, the world goes on. The Vatican Chief Justice, to go to the news, says Obama's policies are progressively more hostile toward Christian civilization. Good for the Vatican. Good for the Vatican. God bless the Vatican for standing up to this communist atheist regime, the most dangerous hellfire missile in the history of this society, is the Obama administration. It's like an atheist hellfire missile fired at the heart of Christianity. That's what Obama is. Those are my words. Over the weekend, I had a request from Newsmax magazine and my good friend Chris Ruddy to write a little thing on marijuana and my opinions on it, on the intent, the new move to legalize it. Here's what I wrote, and listen carefully before you attack me. Here's all I wrote. Marijuana is in many ways the most dangerous of drugs. Why? Because it is thought to be benign when in fact some toxic compounds it contains exceed those found in tobacco smoke. These include ammonia and hydrogen cyanide. Ammonia levels are more than 20 times higher in marijuana smoke than in tobacco smoke. Hydrogen cyanide, nitric oxide, and some aromatic amines occurred at levels 3 to 5 times higher. This should be a cautionary warning, but it is not. Cowardly politicians, eager to please the potheads and the marijuana lobby, never mention these facts. Never caution the dopers that they're greatly increasing their risk of developing cancer. I try to warn my listeners on my radio program, but invariably the pot addicts call to defend their addiction. For references, just search toxins in marijuana smoke. That was my entire statement. You notice there's no moralizing in it. It was all based on, let us say, science rather than any other. I'm not using any other lens. I mean, why would you use something that can cause cancer? Why? I love all the people. They eat organic and they're vegan, schmegan. They don't touch meat. They don't touch dairy. They don't touch this. They don't touch that. They smoke marijuana, giving themselves cancer. They'd have no brains. There's no common sense. WBAP, Texas. Chris, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? I hit the wrong button. Give me line 5, please. I hit 2 buttons at once. Did I dismiss him or we got him? Okay. Hi, guys. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to relay that I was not actually aware of your show until I went on the first date with my now wife. She introduced me to your program. I've been a loyal listener ever since. And
how many years ago was that?
Well, this was in 2009.
Wow. So I accounted for your marriage.
Yes, honestly, you did, because you.
So I'm a matchmaker at the end of the day. That's good.
You led to us discussing our politics, which is usually taboo on a first date. And
well, that's very interesting. In other words, let's say a guy listens to this show and he wants to go out with a woman. He could say, well, do you listen to Savage? She says, yes, he's already over the first base, on first base already, because at least they can talk about politics.
Yes.
I mean, then you only have 3 more bases to cover. Stay on the line. Free book goes out to you, either Train Tracks or A Trickle Down Tyranny. You know, I could be considered the first baseman for men and women. Oh boy. Should we go to the let's go to WABC. Matt, what's your first memory of Michael Savage?
Hey, Mike, this is truly an honor to be on this show for you, for this big day that you have here for yourself. I really appreciate this opportunity. But the first time that I ever heard you was my dad had gotten off work early. I don't know what job he was working then. He's in the kitchen and he's cooking. And I come home from a late class in late afternoon. And I walk in just as your like intro music, Metallica's playing, which I was a big fan of and my dad was not. And I was like, whoa, Dad, what do you got here? And he's like, oh, this is a Michael Savage show. So I was staying in the kitchen and talking with him. And then, you know, I quickly, you know, caught on what you were about and liked what you had to say. And, yeah, I've been listening ever since then. And I really love the new time slot. That's a great.
Well, thanks, Matt. Maybe you'll have your son, if you get married and have a kid, listen. Free book goes out to you, Matt. Thanks for listening all these years on WABC in New York. Here's another question that Joey in Texas, Joey Salvia, told me to ask. He's one of the producers of the show. He's going to become more prominent in the weeks and months ahead. Joey said, why don't you ask the audience, what have you learned from the Savage Nation over the past 20 years in listening? Because it's not just entertainment. Some people listen for the learning, you know. All right, let's go on to the next caller. There's lots of great callers around the country. If you care to join us on the 20th anniversary show, you can do so. Neil, maybe this is a good time to play one of the tapes. How about the first Virgin demo? This is what I did. Let me explain it. Many of you heard it. Many of you didn't. 1994, I made up a demo tape in a little studio in Sausalito called Command Productions. It's still there. It's the old shipyards. They used to build the Liberty ships in those buildings down on Liberty Way. I still hang out down in that area. I love it. I call it the vortex of my life. There's a Latin nightclub in there that I like. There's everything's come together there. The first big boat I bought was bought down in that basin. That area of Sausalito, where the Liberty ships are built, is an amazing place. The old Kaiser shipyards. Anyway, there was a place called Command Productions. So I go in there. I wanted to do a radio demo, and I recorded it. And I had one friend and Mrs. S. call in from another studio in the same building as though they were real callers. I want you to listen to it. I then sent it out to 420-some-odd stations. I got the list from a gentleman in the business. I bought the list of station PDs from him. I got six or four, I don't remember what, program directors wrote back, and they said, you're good, kid. Would you like to be on our station? One was in Boston. I don't remember which. It could have been RKO. One was in San Francisco, and that's where I started, on KGO Radio in San Francisco. Of course, now I'm on KSFO. The world has changed dramatically. And, you know, the show I'm doing tonight, I want you to listen to what I'm about to say to you. I'm not trying to be maudlin. This is my 20th anniversary in radio. It's my party. I accept that many of you may find it boring and egotistical, and you want me to just talk about the plane and the news. I can't do it right now. Maybe I'll do it later. I'll never have another 20th year in radio. And also, when I'm in heaven, I expect this show will live in the annals of history somewhere on the Internet. So, Neil, play that first demo tape, will you please? I want to hear it myself.
And now, direct from the towers above Manhattan, it's the Michael Savage Show. To the right of Rush and to the left of God, and now, Michael Savage.
I'm glad I can be with you 7 nights a week, because these stories are just not going away. I mean, every day, in every way, we're getting assaulted. Look at these questions before us today. Look at the questions before us. You know, they say that I'm to the right of Rush and to the left of God. I really don't think that that's funny. Are lawyers really humans? Is white bread safe to eat? How come women with mustaches, with peace and love and turtle-saving bumper stickers, are the most likely to cut you off on the highway? By the way, a quick note. Nazis, skinheads, KKK, don't call me. Crawl back into your bunkers. You've given true conservatives a bad name because you permit the sick leftists to paint all conservatives with the fascist brush. Okay? Don't call me. Do Labor Secretary Reich's feet touch the ground when he's seated on talk shows? I don't know. But these are some of the questions that I think we have to answer here. Because these questions are very much like the legislation before the 103rd Congress. Look at the bills that are facing our country right now. Abortion rights, appropriations, budget, campaign finance, congressional reform, crime, family and medical leave, the Hatch Act, the Health Care Act, the lobbying, voter registration, national service, school improvement, trade and welfare reform. These are the major bills in our Congress right now. So we have a lot to talk about. You know, that's why I'm here every night for you. You know what the Hatch Act is? I bet you don't even know what that is. It's a House-passed bill that would allow employees to hold political office and work on campaigns. Would you imagine that? In other words, you could hold an office and work on a campaign. In other words, you could, instead of doing the job for the American people, you can do a job for the person you're working for. That's really terrific. Well, what would you do with the NAFTA agreement? Would you pass it? How come the conservatives are for NAFTA, and the Democrats seem to be like for and against it? I mean, NAFTA was basically a Republican-initiated concept. Now Clinton is for it. Barbara Boxer, the California senator, is against it. What exactly is NAFTA? Are we going to lose jobs to Mexico? I'd like you to tell me what you think NAFTA is and how you're going to be affected. Is it only low-rate jobs, high-ranking jobs, or what? First caller, you're on with Michael Savage. What's your question?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Well, I'll tell you, I'm enraged and incensed about the lawyers.
Lawyers?
Yeah.
You're the fourth caller in a row to say something negative about a lawyer. I wonder why.
It just seems to me that the way it stands in this country, I mean, I believe in democracy, and I grew up believing that
you do? Have you seen a psychiatrist recently? Let me ask you a question. Quick question.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lawyer recently? I mean, in person? Dealt with one?
Yeah, the last time I was at a cocktail party, I asked him if he was AC or DC.
AC or DC?
Ambulance chaser or divorce chaser.
I see. Very funny. I like that one. You know what all lawyers remind me of? They remind me of people who come out of a bathroom and they shake your hand while their own hand is still wet. That's what they remind me of. And you don't know what's on their hand. You don't know whether they, like, didn't wipe or, you know, they whatever. I don't know. I don't understand these people.
They're filthy, that's why. Feel dirty.
Well, let's cut this out. You know, this isn't fair. I did pick up a recent issue of the American Bar Association magazine. It was a special issue devoted to new graduates.
Yes.
And so help me God, this was an ad. You could write away for this poster to put on your wall. I didn't know if it was serious or not. Here's what it said. For new law graduates, here's exactly what the poster said. Remember, your adversary is your friend. Because only your adversary can give you billable hours.
Oh, God,
and your client is your enemy. Because only your client will try to stop you from gaining billable hours. That is where we are at. Anyway, thank you very much for calling. And keep listening to Michael Savage. By the way, what you're calling from San Rafael, Mexico, right?
I wish I was in San Rafael, Mexico.
Well, you're reaching me here high atop the tower of the Empire State Building in New York City. And I really want you to keep those calls coming in because Michael Savage needs you.
Savage. Unbelievable. You know, I listened to it. It was good. I could see why. Well, I mean, listening to myself, my voice is almost the same. It's a little deeper. I have more control. I hit one high note that was almost on the order of Frito at one point. I had one Frito second there. But it was pretty darn good. I could see why PDs would have jumped at it. Let me give you guys who want to get in radio a secret. I don't know if they still listen to you know, MP3s anymore. I doubt it. I don't know how they choose hosts. I think the field is so crowded. And as I predicted, I know when I began as a local host, here's what I said. I saw where the business was going because I've always had a business sense. And I said, eventually the local hosts will be eliminated. Of course, that's not true now. They're moving back to local hosts. And there's only going to be five people left in radio, five people syndicated because it's easier to manage. And it's less expensive for a corporation to deal with five talents rather than 500. Well, more or less, that's what did happen. But now there's a trend back towards hiring local hosts. And I give all of you credit if you want to give it a shot. I don't think radio is the greatest career on earth to go into. But if you have a love for it, it's as good as any. And it's probably the most rewarding career on earth. You know, last night, I stopped in a restaurant. A friend of mine, I can't tell you the whole story. I had a drink with a guy, an older friend of mine, with a younger guy who just built a successful business. Do I have to take a break right now, Neil, or I got a minute?
Yeah.
Right now, I can't tell the story? All right, I'll take a break. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Attention, did you know that certain changes at the IRS could affect your taxes in 2014? It's true. Pay attention. You can actually save on both 2013 and 2014 taxes if you act now by calling my friends at Swiss America, 800-289-2646. Listen, they will explain how to start or move an existing IRA or 401k into gold, silver, and platinum in a government-accepted precious metals IRA. Savage says the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Who would you rather pay, yourself or the government? Well, one simple five-minute call to Swiss America is the first step at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Don't delay. April 15th is fast approaching, and gold prices are up over 12% so far in 2014. Remember this, the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Call Swiss America now, 800-289-2646, and tell them Savage sent the call. It's still not too late, 800-289-2646. My friends at Swiss have simplified it for you. Take action now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free. and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. This is too big to fight alone. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, you need to arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code SAVAGE or call and mention SAVAGE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050.
Network does not cover all transactions.
It is. Families get texts saying jet crashed, all passengers are dead. I, truthfully, being a skeptic, don't believe a word of it because, as I say, Malaysia, it took them 18 days to figure this out. How do you take the evidence that we've been hearing? The jet went up, then it went down, then it lost contact, then it went in the wrong direction. Why should we assume that it was just a technical crash? I still believe that one of my callers from the initial show on this may have the correct answer. Either a Chinese or a Malaysian military jet shot the plane down by mistake, and they covered it up all this time. They've scrubbed the area of all remains, human and other, and there'll never be any wreckage. That's one theory that is still operational. I can't believe the Schmendricks in the media right away are jumping on it with the fake tears on. Oh, well, yeah, like there was Wolf Blitz already. It's a fact of life. Why do you believe it? Why do you believe anything that comes out of the mouth of anyone with a suit and tie who's a politician? By definition, they're criminals and liars. That's how they got the job. Five Madoff workers guilty of fraud. What else is in the news? Oh, it's awful. The news is bad. I mean, that's how we get your attention. One bad thing after another. Is there anything good in the news? No. There's something good in the news. It wouldn't be called news. News lives on scandal, earthquake, blood, floods, war, suicide, tragedy, death, disease, mayhem, degeneracy, and pollution. That's why you love everybody in the media.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday.
It is. I've got some time to play. It's the Savage Nation 20th anniversary show, all the news of the day, plus a celebration. I mean, we've got great sound from yesteryear, including Mama Savage, Savage savaging liberal callers from the years gone by, a golden platter from the group The Platters calling in and singing Only You to Michael on his birthday, and you, the caller. You made the show. You make the show. What is your first memory of the Savage Nation? How old were you? Who were you with? What have you learned over the past 20 years listening to the show? And I'll give you all the news as it breaks on the show. I've already told you I'm skeptical of the report from the Malaysian PM that definitively the plane just simply disappeared and went down. I have no reason to believe him. The country is not a believable nation. It's a kleptocracy. It's corrupt, more so than the Obama administration by several leagues. They've had more time at it than Obama has. But the fact of the matter is, why should I believe him 18 days later? It still looks like something's being covered up to me, and the theory that still holds the best for me is the one that a caller gave us like the Friday after it happened, that either China or Malaysia shot the plane down by accident, said, oh my God, look what we've done, when they went down and searched it, and they either disappeared the survivors, if there were any, which I doubt. They picked up the debris field, and that's the end of it. And they've been trying to cover up since. That's a theory, one man's opinion. It's as viable as them telling us that it just simply went down on its own. To me, that's the biggest news story, as well as Michelle Obama having the audacity in China to talk about freedom of criticism. I never saw anything like it. Here she is traveling, controlling the pictures they take of her, not permitting any photographers to get any shots from her from the behind area. They couldn't shoot her from the rear, in other words. For whatever reason, the photographers were warned by the Chinese military, you can't take pictures of the First Lady and her family from the rear. I don't know why. I have no idea why. You can only take shots of Michelle Obama from a higher position looking down at her. Can you believe this? I mean, what is this? Kim Kardashian goes to China trying to control the imagery? I never heard of anything like this. And then she gives a speech that we have freedom of speech here in America. Well, isn't that wonderful? You mean we still have it? In addition to spying on all of us and cutting the press out, Mrs. Obama, from your recent junket to China, you can't still get rid of those pesky talk show hosts and the internet bloggers who still know what's going on? Well, you got 3 years left. You got three more years left to turn it into a complete China. Let's take some callers. WBMQ in Georgia. Bill, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your first memory of the Savage Nation?
Hello, Michael?
Hello.
Savage?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on your 20 years. I'm calling from Beaufort, South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, I was back in 96. I went out west on a Greyhound, kind of on a whim. And I didn't have very much money, and I ended up in Tucson, Arizona. And subsequently, I ended up on the street, if you will. And I kind of lived out in the desert a little bit, and I worked out of a labor hall during the day, made about 30, 40 bucks. But
right.
Like any good homeless guy, I had a transistor radio. And at night, I think, or in the afternoon, I would listen to you, and I was already a conservative because I'd listened to Rush years before.
You know, this is very interesting. I have listened, I've walked around the streets of San Francisco. I see a lot of homeless people with shopping carts, complete disheveled, listening to talk radio. Many of them have conservative values with American flags on their carts. It's astounding to me.
Yeah, a lot of them are veterans, too.
Isn't that something? Now, I assume Bill, as years went on, you picked yourself up out of the street?
Kind of fell back in, but I'm doing real well now. This was back in 96.
What are you doing these days, Bill?
I'm working a little part-time. I'm living with my mom, who's 85. She's in real good shape, and she loves you, too. Her name's Pat. She's listening now.
Hey, Pat, you have a beautiful son with a great heart. Pat, you have a beautiful son with a great heart. He's got a wonderful voice. Bill, thank you very much. Stay on the line. We'll send you a free copy of Train Tracks for you and your mom, okay? Welcome to the Savage Nation. Stay on the line. Thus far, I will repeat again, we've invited many people on the show. No one has responded. Nobody wants to be on the show with me. They're all afraid of me. I don't understand that. I have the best show in the country by far in terms of quality and depth. And I'm on the greatest stations in the country. And people are still afraid to come on the show. Amazing. They're still afraid to come on the show. That's their problem, not mine. I mean, I got here without him, and I'll stay here without him. It's that simple. Let's see. WABC Jimmy, you're up on the Savage Nation, your first memory.
Mr. Savage, God bless you. Nice to hear from you. My first memory, I was coming out of my house in Staten Island, and I heard this guy on the radio saying, "What do you care? Who's going to support the people? You? Go ahead, you loser." And I said, "Yeah. Who the hell is that on the radio?" He said, "The best, Michael Savage." I said, "Michael Savage." I said, "I don't think he's going to last too long with that attitude." And here I am all these years later.
But, you know, Jimmy, I don't really do that much anymore, do I?
No, but I love it. But, you know, that's what attracted me to you. My father, like you said, has passed. I got my brother Dominic listening now. And he's like, "The guy's great." I said, "Please, Daddy said."
But Jimmy, I got to ask you something. Do you miss my screaming and dumping on liberals? You want me to yell at them again for fun?
Yes, yes.
Well, guess what? They don't call the show. They're afraid.
They call
a guy named Frito, who they're not afraid of, and he screams at him. And he's imitated me for these years and built up a little bit of a following. But I don't do it much anymore. I don't think, as you mature in the business, you find out you don't really have to do that. It's, you know, I don't have to do that. It's fun to do if you want. But if you don't have a liberal calling who can argue, what's the point of screaming?
Absolutely.
they don't call the show. They don't call anymore. They're afraid. They have nothing to argue.
It's kismet since I heard you. Believe me when I tell you.
It's what, Jimmy? Say it again.
Kismet. Kismet.
Oh, kismet. Kismet. Yeah, I get it. That's very classy. So, Jimmy, let me ask you, your dad still listens or he's gone?
No, my dad passed away.
How old was he?
70. He passed away in motor vehicle. He passed away in motor vehicle.
Oh, it was a wreck, a car wreck?
No. He sat there in the seat. He took a sigh. He said, "I'm here." And He passed away. He had that AFib, the silent one.
Oh, my God. I've seen that in, like, The Sopranos, where one of the rats is talking, and I'm not saying in your family, and in the middle of a sentence, bingo, gone.
Yeah. Hey, how do we get here? We don't know. When we leave, we're not going
to... That's right. No, no, it's a shocker. I have a weird way of praying to God. You know what how I pray? With fear. Because the beginning of the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. And I believe that fear is a good way to approach God. It's as good as any. I don't think you have to get on your hands and knees. And I don't believe you have to go into a house of worship. God bless you if you do. My fear speaks to God. Very often my fear says to God, God can take me anytime he wants. He could turn the lights out. That's a prayer, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Isn't it? I mean, is that not recognition of a higher power? Why do I have to say there's a higher power? That has no meaning. But if I say with all true fear of God and fate, destiny, God could take me any time, in my way, it's a form of prayer, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, I'm a humble guy at the end of the day. You know, stay on the line, Jimmy. Everyone who gets on today gets a gift, a free copy of one of my books, Train Tracks or Trickle Down Tyranny. We're going to get to some of the sound. In fact, I want to take a caller now. Rich Lieberman writes an interesting blog in San Francisco about the media. He seems to like my show, but he has to cover his tracks because if he likes me too much, they attack him viciously. Every time he writes anything good about my ratings, for example, they say he's making it up. It's the sickest area in America, San Francisco, which is why we all love it, because being sane in a nut house is a very beautiful position to be in. Rich, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Michael. Congrats on 20 fabulous years and very unique. And you know, I've been very critical of Cumulus, but this is the best decision they ever made, the Dickies, to hire you. Even though I didn't tell you that I was going to say that. And
Rich, you wrote that you were one of the first callers to my show 20 years ago. What did you say about Dianne Feinstein?
Oh, I made a line about, I don't exactly remember, but you laughed. But it was something when she was just, when her outgoing.
Yeah, well, I think she's become senile as the years have gone on. You talk about us needing term limits. I mean, this woman is almost drooling on herself. She confused a toy airplane for a drone about a week ago. I mean, this is getting frightening. She's the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and she's no difference between a drone and a toy airplane. So, Rich, your blog is moving along here in the Bay Area. You write about the media. Every time you say anything half complimentary about me, they rip you to shreds, huh?
Well, let's just put it this way. Yeah, and I don't do that to get – people say, you know, I write about you to get publicity or this or that, or I'm suddenly a conservative and I've departed and deserted the liberal and the – progressives and this and that. I'm like, hey, the guy entertains me. You know, he's funny, and I like the meatball.
Well, I'm glad I'm just a clown to you, Rich. That's very interesting.
No, but I've always been attacked, which is fine. I'm a big boy. I could take it. And yeah. I enjoy your show.
Jim, how many progressives are there really in San Francisco? There's about 200 of these psychos who have nothing to do but write letters to the editor in the form of blogs, and everyone's afraid of them. They control the mayor. They control the supervisors. And yet they pretend that they run the city. There's 200 of these malcontent losers who seem to think that they control the world. They're nothing. They're nobody. The world has passed them by, which is why they resent anybody with money and anyone with success. They resent, for example, the techies now are the new enemies. In other words, young people who have an actual career, something to offer society, are their new enemy. How is that possible, Rich?
Well, it's possible because that's the hypocritical aspects of what you just said. This is the
But I read that these people complain in the San Francisco newspaper, oh, we spend 30% of our income on rent, and what do you think I spent on my rent when I was young? It was like 50% of my rent. If you wanted to live in Manhattan, it was 70% of your rent. So if you don't like it, you move to Passaic, New Jersey, and you spend 20% of your rent. And if you really don't like that, move to a dairy farm in Monticello, and you spend 10% of your rent. I mean, what are they complaining about? They want everything given to them for nothing? Where does that exist? Anyway, Rich, I want to thank you for at least listening to the show on a regular basis. And I'm so glad that I entertain you, Rich. It's my pleasure that I'm merely a clown. It's really a pleasure for you to hear that wavelength. Because people hear what they want to hear. That's what I found out in the Savage Nation. If they can only hear sarcasm, then they hear sarcasm. If they can hear intelligence, if they have any, they hear the intelligent part of it. If they hear, if they have any science background, they hear the science, etc. That's how it works. That's the beauty of talk radio. You're all welcome. What's the latest news? Nothing. Nothing. There is no news. The flight again? Over and over, we're going to talk about that again. Over and over and over. Here in San Francisco, you got the biggest losers in America attacking these young people who work in the tech business because they actually have an employability, calling them pigs with money. And these losers who speak for a very small minority pretend that they're the real San Francisco. Let me tell you something. The techies are real San Francisco, not the pigs in the streets who confuse themselves with somebody important. Now let's go to some callers on the program. Actually, we have the time right now. We don't have the time. It's 19 minutes after the hour. Do you believe the Malaysian Prime Minister? What is your first memory of the Savage Nation? How old were you? What have you learned over the past 20 years listening? When I come back, we'll play the very special of special tapes, which is Mama Savage when she was still living calling in the show. And I asked her about her secret to longevity. I think she was 84 or 83 at the time. She then passed away a few years later. And boy, do I miss her in ways you can't even imagine. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Hey, thousands of criminals get rich off a hidden home security flaw. You want to hear it? Almost every alarm has this defect. They're even sold by big-name companies. You shell out $1,500, you get locked into a long-term contract. You think you're safe, right? But a burglar could destroy your alarm in a few seconds with just a pair of scissors. Did you know that? The dangerous defect? Your alarm's phone line. If a burglar cuts it, bingo, you're defenseless. But Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. That means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring under $15 a month. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. No contracts. I love them. Protect your home with the alarm I trust, Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeSavage.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. You got it? That's SimplySafeSavage.com. SimplySafe Savage.com.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free. and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. Before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-317-5697 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-317-5697 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-317-5697. That's 800-317-5697. Again, 800-317-5697.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I don't often get to attack liberal callers anymore because they've ceased calling the show. They realize that they can't enter the NFL if they're playing in the Pee Wee League, so they never call the program. But this is what used to go on the Savage Nation from YouTube. Let's hear it.
What is this call about? It's to blame Republicans. I am talking about Obama and the missile shield. I'm talking about today's news, Brett.
Well, what about it? I mean, I think that he's right to get rid of the missile shield. We need to get rid of this military-industrial complex. We need to cut back our forces, and I think Obama is going to get us out of these forms.
Well, I think you're a pacifist. Yeah, all right, take a walk. Don't call my show. Your cowardice is so overwhelming that it weakens the audience's ears. You mean even though we're too stupid to know he's so great, is that it?
No, not too stupid. We're blindsided by the media.
Oh, we're excited by the media. Then why is it that his poll numbers are so low?
Because the media portrays him to be that low.
Oh, it's the media who pushed through socialized medicine. It wasn't Obama and Nancy Pelosi.
Obama's not pushing through socialized medicine. I don't know what socialized medicine is.
You don't know anything because you're an ignorant woman. But the unfortunate reality is you live in a free country and you can actually get on the airwaves and make an idiot of yourself.
I'm not making an idiot.
Get out. Take a walk. Don't ever call this show again.
Yeah, Michael. I just think that you're upset about Barack Obama because Barack Obama, and for people like you, he cares about people that make less than $250,000 a year. You're a fat cat. You make millions a year, and you could give a care about the average American.
Well, hold on. Let's slow down. How much money did you give away last year?
I give at Christmas, and I give it other times, and I help.
Well, I gave away more than you earn. The money that I earned, did I take it from you?
Yeah. What charity did you give it to? Some conservative group that's going to, you know, distort the facts about...
What do you do for a living, big man?
Hard, and you're...
Hey, Michael, big man, what do you do for a living?
What do? I work in sales.
You work in sales? See, you're a child, so you don't understand what I'm saying.
I remember in The Audacity of Hope, he said, teachers, if with the right qualifications, at the end of their career, should be able to earn top dollar close to $100,000.
Wow, that's brilliant. That's as good as ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That is so literate. How come he hasn't won a Nobel Prize for it? It's such genius right there.
Uncle Mike, how you doing?
You're off the air. That's it. I don't care if you love me or not. You ask me how I'm doing, you're off the air. The rules are going back to what I originally did on the radio. No more how you doing!
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year,
Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. 1-800-887-7372.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855. We'll be right back.
All of the warmest out there, pay attention. Rain showers are about to hit the San Francisco Bay Area and California all week. And, of course, it's going to confound you. I realize that it's raining in the springtime. But, boys and girls, that's generally what happens in a Mediterranean climate in which you happen to live. Most of you don't know what a Mediterranean climate is, but you're living in it. And the rains will come, they'll fill up the reservoirs, and they'll say, but it doesn't touch the drought. It's not up to the average that we need. Well, nothing is the average that we need. Sometimes it's lower. Sometimes the spillways are overflowing. But I guarantee you that the gangsters who run the water business will jack up your rates anyway because of your liberal morons who empower them with your stupidity. Now let's go to some of the callers and some of the best sound bites that we have on the 20th anniversary of the Savage Nation. I want to thank all of you who listen to the show for making the show possible and for keeping it on top. And I got to tell you something else, and I have to say it, maybe I've implied it. The ratings came out last week, and I'm number one on WABC in terms of listenership, and on many other stations. The numbers are up. No one knew whether it would work. They suspected it. I had a great degree of trepidation, to be honest with you, starting all over again at my age. But I did it, and I did it because of you. And it's quite an accomplishment for anyone to do it. But it's really a great accomplishment for me to have done it after all I've been through. And I'm not going to have another 20th anniversary, so kindly indulge me, because I think this is as good a show as any. I mix in the news with some of the great sound bites, such as the last one, which I really enjoyed. And right now, I want to play for you one caller, Bill, from Connecticut. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Bill, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I remember you, Dr. Savage, talking about your home in the Bronx, talking about your father's store. And I was about the same age as you, and it brought back tremendous memories. And that's when I started listening to you, and I knew I had to continue because you were from the same era and the same thoughts as I had.
Well, do you still see the world the way I do? I mean, I'm quite, you know, conservative. I'm a little on the Genghis Khan side, if you actually got to know me.
Oh, I'm very much a conservative. I've always been a conservative. I served in elective office for 12 years, and, you know, my family tells me very often not to talk too much.
Yes, of course. So you're the outsider. You're the outsider talking reality to the insanity that's going on, where Obama poses as a liberal when he's anything but. He is a man decimating our military at a time when Russia's on the move. How much stupider can it get than this? Here's a time when Michelle Obama plays the card of being for the poor and lives like the Romanovs in Russia, traveling to China, costing tens of millions of dollars, and no press is allowed, and she has the nerve to give a speech about how she has critics in America. Can you believe that we're living through times like this? I can't. Thanks for the call. What I want to go to right now on the Savage Nation is something that I didn't even know the guys had gotten from me. I think you're going to enjoy it enormously. I hope you will. This is me in the year 2000 on KSFO Radio when I was a local host. Not national, but local. I began a radio in 94. I was still local in the year 2000, trying to break into the big time, becoming syndicated. I had tried over and over again. I knew that I was as good as Rush, if not better. And I knew that if they gave me the chance, I'd be in the winner's circle. Well, it turned out to be true. And this is what I was doing as a local host back in the year 2000. Let's listen.
Yeah, we'll teach him what Revere. We'll teach him about Paul Revere now that we're the new king. We'll show him what the Redcoats can do. Hey, Greg, crank up the volume. I can't hear it. There you go. There you go. That's a good guy. And now it's time for that Victory at Sea song that inspires me. When Eddie took to sea in World War II, when every man defeated Superman, and when his blood was spilled at Normandy, and when your uncle or your grandfather or your father died giving his life for freedom, did he envision mean-faced, clipped-haired women sacrificing children for body parts? Would Eddie have died at Guadalcanal if he knew that a treasonous liar would take over the Oval Office? Would Frankie have given his all in a bombing mission over Schweinfurt, Germany, to knock out the ball bearing plant when his engines were out and the man had no control over his rudder? With extra girth and guts, he went on and dropped his bombs knowing he would die. Would he have done that if he had known that the ilk, the garbage, the filth, the degenerates, the low balls, the high balls,
the psychos, the perverts that now run the country would be here, that a guy like Sandy Berger, who worked for the Hogan law firm in Washington, D.C. prior to his tenure as national security advisor, would now become our national security advisor, giving away our national security to China. Would he have died for this, I wonder, to myself every day? Would my uncle, who fought in Japan, have fought as hard as he did? Would my other uncle who fought in Britain have fought as hard as he did? Would my father, with three children, enlisted in World War II? Would he have gone had he only known what would have come to this country? How has this country come to this point is really the question I keep asking myself. I really do have the answer. I can define it in a very simple term. Ultra tolerance. Ultra tolerance. Be tolerant. Be tolerant. Respect diversity. Teach diversity. Be tolerant. Give a Visa card to illegal aliens as they swim across the Rio Grande. Give a Visa card to people in welfare houses so they can buy crack cocaine and knock out six more children and leave them for the state to bring up. So that in 40 years, you know what this country's going to look like? It's going to look like a hellhole. It's going to look like a banana republic. It's going to look like two-thirds of the nation doesn't work and screams for more benefits. And the white billionaires will be saying, oh, you deserve it. You deserve it. You've been denied. You've been denied. You have rights. You have rights. We're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you. And they'll crack the whip on your back or your children's back. One worker for every three parasites. That's what's coming in America. Amazing to me how many white millionaires and billionaires in the Senate and in the House can get up there and scream about the illegal aliens, how they love them, how they love the welfare mom with six crack babies laying there in the projects, and she goes out the rumba dancing that night. Hip-hop dancing, pardon me. Just read the New Yorker last night about growing up in the Bronx today. It's about like some doll. She's 26-year-old. She has a 16-year-old daughter. No, that was wrong. She's 36. She has a 16-year-old, yeah. That's enough with it. It's getting the dirty part. I don't like it. I was reading the New Yorker last night, and I haven't read it in years, but they start to send it me for free. You know, I had a friend once who used to think that the New Yorker was cool because it had, like, great cartoons. You know, they always had, like, the smart cartoons, like a sophisticated New Yorker who's begging. You know, that kind of... And I used to, hey, that's... I never read it, though, because I grew up in New York. I always thought it was a stooge magazine for people who lived in Mill Valley who thought New Yorkers thought that way. Then when I came out here, there was a guy from Mill Valley who thought New Yorkers thought that way. I read it. I used to look at it and say, eh. So now I get it for nothing. So I read it the other night. It's the same liberal pap that I grew up with and threw it out. You know, man about town. So they have an article about growing up in the Bronx today. Now, I grew up in the Bronx. When I grew up, everybody worked. Nobody was on welfare. I was taught that you're responsible for your grades. You're responsible for wiping your nose. You're responsible for a clean pair of pants. You have to respect your parents. You have to respect your teacher. You have to, you know, respect God. And if you fail in school, it's your fault. And if you don't make it like your cousin Marvin did, you're an idiot. And you better make something yourself or you'll be ashamed to the family. And everybody worked. Everybody did their thing. Everybody paid taxes. Now you look at the Bronx, what do you have? You have housing projects filled with children's children's children on welfare.
Savage.
And it's about this 16-year-old.
All right, well, you get the picture. I've changed greatly, haven't I? Welcome back to the program. That was pretty good. You could see where I got where I am, and you could see also why I didn't get where I am too quickly. Oh, yeah. Would Eddie have died? Would Eddie have gone in that? That was a really very telling picture of Eddie in the bomber. Or was that Frankie with the engines blown out going to complete his mission knowing he would die for his country if he knew that, let's fill in the blanks, that Michelle Obama would be abusing the public the way she is? Or that Barack Obama would be abusing America the way he is. Would he have died for this country? I doubt it very, very much. Liberalism is truly an evil mental disorder, by the way. One of the most evil mental disorders there is that should be in the DSM. In the latest DSM, it should be liberalism. Extreme liberalism is an extreme mental disorder. And yet, they're running the country and running the world. And the proof, if you needed it definitively, is Putin. Take a look at what Putin is doing to all of the liberals in Britain, France, Germany, and America. Take a look at what he's doing to them. Now you find out what happens when the rubber meets the Putin. 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. I have a few other choice words. I haven't given them out yet. Listen while living on the GW Bridge. You're kidding me. Is he kidding? He lived under the George Washington Bridge? Charlie, this is a great call. Charlie on WGDJ Radio. Charlie, where is WGDJ Radio? Where are you right now?
Albany, New York.
You're in Albany. You lived under the the George Washington Bridge?
Yep, right off 179th Street in Cabrini Avenue.
You mean homeless or you lived in an apartment?
No. I was under the bridge, homeless. Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. That's a tough life.
Well,
tough life. Are you still homeless, Charlie?
No, Mike. I got myself clean and sober 10 years ago. I moved up to Albany. I have a wife and a nice kid and a nice house.
Isn't that amazing? You see, people don't hear these stories. All we hear about are those who are on the streets. We never hear about those who got themselves off the streets by giving up the drugs and the alcohol. That's amazing. That's a beautiful story. Would you say that listening to conservative radio, including my show, helped you formulate your desire to clean up your life?
Well, I grew up in a conservative house. My father was a Marine for 35 years and an ultra-conservative guy. Listened to Rush and you all those years, and I've always been conservative, even though I was eating out of garbage cans and begging on the street, but... When I did get myself together, I work hard 7 days a week now, and I feel exactly the way you do, Mike.
God in heaven. You know, people, you touched me, Charlie. Your call is amazing. Amazing. I wish there was a way that I could reach out and touch you and say thank you for listening. Let me send you a copy of one of my books. That's all I got to give you right now and my own show. That's a very touching story for many different reasons. Many different reasons. If you care to join the 20th anniversary show, there's one open line at 855-407-2822. Let's go to New York City, WABC. Mike, you're next up. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Savage, I just want to say I'm a new listener, about maybe 2 months, and I want to thank you for enlightening me and giving me a war chest that I'm able to talk to people intelligently, and I owe you a great gratitude for that. You've changed my life.
That's very interesting. So, in other words, if I give you some statements that you can use in a discussion, you find that that's empowering.
Yes, it is, sir. Very much so. I am a Vietnam vet, came home, didn't know why I was there in the first place. When I came home, I kind of stayed in the background.
Because the liberals beat you up and made you feel like you were the enemy for defending America's values and going to war for your country. They made you feel ashamed of yourself.
Well, when I came home, I was in the airport, and I was in uniform, and nobody would sit next to me.
Unbelievable, Mike. Did you actually fly in bombing missions?
I want to be there.
Mike, did you fly in any bombing missions over there?
No, I was a dirty water sailor. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
I was in the riverbanks. I was in Dacon Delta.
So you were there with John Kerry?
No. He wasn't.
Come on. I'm pulling because I know what you mean by dirty river water. So I think he's been drinking dirty river water. It explains his look, that long, sad look. It could be the river water mixed in with the ketchup. I don't know. Hey, Mike, let me empower you a little more. I'm going to send you Trickle Down Tyranny, which is a 300-400-page book that has so many facts in it that even a few of them will do you good. Next caller on the Savage Nation. Tremendous. Any women out there? I have 24 women listeners amongst the millions of listeners I have. There's 24 Savagettes. You know, it's funny. They tell me that daytime television talk is like the biggest thing in the world and that the predominant audience are soccer moms who stay at home and listen to the goofballs like Ellen. I don't understand it. You know, I don't care that she's gay. I've known lesbians and I've liked them. I even once had a gay woman bodyguard, incidentally, an SFPD woman. I have no problem with women who are gay. It's their right. It's their business. It's their life. I hate Ellen. Do you know why? She's in love with herself. She's not talented. And there's something about her that's too much in love with itself for me. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Hey, ugh, are you suffering from itchy skin? Ugh, it's worse than ever this winter. Hey, look, whatever your reason for itchy, uncomfortable skin, I'm sure you're like me. You use the same old products each year. You put on the oil, you don't get relief. It's terrible. The itch you can't seem to scratch, forget about it. Look, I want to challenge you to try something new. Tricom. It's not like the same old itch products in your medicine cabinet. Dermatologist recommended Tricom relieves winter skin in minutes. It really works, so you're not scratching your skin all day. And Tricom is backed by the itch-free guarantee. Listen to this. If Tricom does not stop your itch, mail them the empty tube and they'll send you a full refund. You don't see those big companies doing anything like that, do you? When your skin is itching, when you're miserable and uncomfortable in your own skin, you want immediate relief that lasts. You can't shed your skin, so get Tricom right now. Tricom comes in a blue and white box in the first aid aisle at CVS, Walgreens, and other fine retailers. Pick up Tricom today.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive, complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here, HydroCare.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention, did you know that certain changes at the IRS could affect your taxes in 2014? It's true. Pay attention. You can actually save on both 2013 and 2014 taxes if you act now by calling my friends at Swiss America, 800-289-2646. Listen, they will explain how to start or move an existing IRA or 401k into gold, silver, and platinum in a government-accepted precious metals IRA. Savage says the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Who would you rather pay, yourself or the government? Well, one simple five-minute call to Swiss America is the first step at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Don't delay. April 15th is fast approaching. And gold prices are up over 12% so far in 2014. Remember this, the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Call Swiss America now, 800-289-2646, and tell them Savage sent the call. It's still not too late, 800-289-2646. My friends at Swiss have simplified it for you. Take action now. It's the Savage Nation. I can't believe what the media is covering. They're covering Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. With all that's going on, all the scandals, all the corruption surrounding the Obamas, the trip to China, the decimation of the military, they're telling us to start worrying about whether Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush will be president. Does it get any lower than this? Does it get any worse than this? Yes. It's going to get much worse before it gets better. That's right. They've got three more years to decimate this country. And believe me, if there's no opposition, decimate they will. Let's go to the next caller, Kathy on KSFO in San Francisco. Kathy, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to say happy anniversary and happy birthday. I'm one of the original Savagettes.
Wow. How many years back do you go?
Oh, my God. My daughter was just a little girl, and she's now graduating from college.
Gee.
So I've been with you a long time.
That's at least, what, 15 years?
One day on the radio, and I could never let go. Once I fell in love with you the first time I heard you.
Well, what was it? I want to hear why. Let me have an ego brush here. What was it that it got you hooked?
I love the accent and the attitude, and then your energy was just so amazing, and you were such a voice of reason, and you made me feel like I wasn't alone in the world.
Amazing. Everything my family's ashamed of, you like. That's truly amazing.
Yep.
No, it's very interesting, which is, so, let me put it this way, in a nice way. My family was born in California, by and large. They don't understand my attitude and my accent. It's like foreign to them. I'm supposed to be Mr. Mellow living in what I live in out here. How could you be mellow living around the psychosis of the Bay Area? It's impossible. All these people in love with their attitudes. They have no idea what's going on around them. They could be eaten like bonbons by the enemies of America. They could be eaten like candy, like cotton candy.
Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Billy Bones. I love this song. It's the inimitable Skip Henderson from the San Francisco Bay Area. Singing a sea ditty on the Savage Nation on this Monday. My 20th anniversary show, for those of us still with me in the third hour, which are many stations, some take two, some take three. We're continuing the 20th birthday celebration of the Savage Nation, or anniversary. I've been playing some, I think, remarkable sound. We've been getting callers calling in on their first memories of the Savage Nation, despite all the odds, despite all the naysayers and the losers and the jealous and the psychotic liberals who don't want anyone to do anything without their control or approval, or the cartel of conservatives who have stood in my way every step of the way. And because of my listeners, I'm here. My message, my passion,
my voice, borders, language, culture. If you care to join the show, the phone number is not available to you because we're sold out. How's that? And we'll continue right now with our first caller in this hour on the Savage Nation, Angela on WFTL in Florida. I miss Florida. I didn't go this year. I meant to go, wanted to go. It's allergy season here, and I should get out of here, but I haven't. I'm still here in San Francisco, the city I love to hate. Angela on WFTL in Fort Lauderdale, welcome to the program. So, Angela, how long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening probably 15 years or a little longer. You had a show, and I don't remember the on TV. I don't remember the station. But we caught you on a Saturday, my husband and I, and we haven't stopped listening since.
Yeah, I was on MSNBC for 3 months. I was set up to fail by the skunks that run it, who did everything they could possibly do to ruin the show, from the bad lighting to the bad makeup to the bad cameras to the... I mean, they sabotaged the show from the first day, but in my opinion, now, of course, I can't say that as a reality. They'll sue me. But... I lasted 3 months, and my ratings, by the way, even on a Saturday afternoon, were bigger than most of the day hosts today, incidentally.
I believe it. I believe it. I just wanted to say one more thing, if I can. Well, I do want to wish you a happy anniversary, of course. But, you know, speaking about the people that are coming in today to this country and feel entitled and want everything for free, I've been here since I was 9 years old. I grew up in New York, in Brooklyn, New York. And, you know, my parents were close to illiterate. We came from Italy, from Palermo, from Sicily.
Beautiful.
And, you know, by the time my father was in this country about 10 or 12 years, he had a three-family house in Brooklyn for which he paid cash. He had
amazing. Wait, how many years was he here till he got that? How long did it take him?
10 to 12 years at the most. At the most.
At the most. But he worked probably 70. Probably, I knew a guy who came here as a window washer, illiterate from Italy, wound up with real estate all over San Francisco. How's that possible? The government didn't give him a dime. How's that possible?
Used to iron clothes on Smith and 9th Street at a factory in Brooklyn.
Oh, he didn't go cry. You mean he didn't go crying to Obama for free house and free health care? And free welfare, and free food, and free legal, and a free vacation, and a free iPhone, and a free car, and free insurance, and everyday medication. I guarantee your father didn't complain every day about another illness bothering him. He just buried whatever was bothering him, probably buried.
Close to illiterate, both of them, because they were born during wartime, the Second World War. And, you know, my brother and I, I have three higher education degrees, and my brother has two higher education degrees. So it works. The American dream works. These people just don't want it.
It's still, but you see, here's the thing to remember. It still works for the 50% of us who work. For the 50% of the bums who don't work, they say it doesn't work because they want an excuse for being a loser. It's that simple. But, you know, there's a whole other America. There's more than two Americas. Angela, I got to tell you, when I go to San Francisco, I see the several different cities right there in front of my eyes. There's a whole slew of young people who are ambitious, they're successful, they're hardworking, they're willing to sacrifice. And you have to step over the bums and the liberals, but you know what? You can do it. And let them just rot in their own juices because I'm sick of them. And I'm sick of them ruining this beautiful city, to be honest with you. I wish to God we had a mayor with guts to clean up the bums. My dog is cleaner than most of the people in the streets.
I teach languages. I'm a language teacher at university, and I teach at one of the largest community college. Well, it is the largest in the country, Miami-Dade College, and I do it every day when I teach ESL. And there are many, many students who want to learn the language and who want the American dream that my father and my mother.
God bless. Angela, where in Italy do you hail from?
Palermo, Sicily.
I was trying to remember what you said. So your original tongue was not so much the Italian that you might hear in it's a Sicilian dialect, correct?
Well, I learned Sicilian. My generation, I'm 54, so my generation, we learned Sicilian first at home. We learned the dialect in those days.
How does the Sicilian dialect differ from Italian? I mean, what's the primary difference?
Well, we use, for example, we don't use all of the verb tenses that the Italian, standard Italian uses. We have some words that hail from the different people that basically governed or conquered Sicily, however you want to look at it.
There was six right. People don't realize that when you see a blonde, blue-eyed Sicilian, 6'5", it's from the conquest of Sicily by the Vikings. People don't know that island was conquered many times.
Of course. We're very different. I mean, even within my family, I have an aunt who used to live in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn, and she was very, very light. They thought she was one of them. You know, to take a Jewish office.
What would you say to the Jewish neighbors? Take my aunt, please. You do a Henny Youngman on them?
She couldn't speak English, so forget it. They didn't forget it.
You mean if she spoke English, they would have adopted her.
Probably they.
You know, Angela. What's interesting? America was a melting pot when I was young, but today I said it's not a melting pot so much as a chamber pot. And I hate to repeat that because it sounds vulgar. People came here, they kept their culture, they kept their dignity, but they had something in common, which was the desire to be American and love America. What the heck has happened to this wave of immigrants who come here? They won't learn the language, they hate the country, they step on the flag, they abuse it. How do we get out of this situation, Angela?
I don't know. I try every day. I do my best in the classroom.
I do my best on the radio. And, Angela, thank you so much. I'm sending you a copy of – I think I'll send you Train Tracks because you'll like that more than you will the Trickle-Down Tyranny. It's got more of the family pictures in it. What an amazing – that's a beautiful call. And I never heard from the lady before, you know. Very amazing. Kansas, on the Internet. Jarrett, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to talk with you. Congratulations on 20 years.
Yeah, 20 hard years. 20 hard years. I'd probably be dead a long time ago if I didn't have radio suffering like this every day.
Yes, sir. Well, with all my heart and soul, congratulations, and it's an honor to talk to you. I don't hail from Palermo, but I do hail from Stevens County, Kansas.
I love it. I asked what was the first show you ever heard. You have an interesting statement on my board. What is it?
Yes, sir, I do. It's I'm 32 years old, and I don't like saying that because it doesn't seem possible, but I've been disillusioned with my generation so much all my life, and I never heard really anybody voice it or talk about it. And I was driving home one night on a very cold January evening from my dad's liquor store in Northwest Missouri, and I heard you're on from 8 till 10. I listened to you on KCMO, and I don't know how you led up to it perfectly, but I do remember the exact line talking about today's youth and what their problem is. And you voiced my concerns and disillusionment so perfect. You said all they're concerned with is their pointy shoes and where they're going to get their next orgasm.
Pointy shoes and orgasms. That's not bad. That sounds kind of exciting to me.
I was addicted. You were my man from that moment.
All they're concerned about is their next orgasm and where they're going to get pointy shoes. Oh, that must have hit you like a lightning bolt in your car. Jarrett, stay in the line. I'll send you a copy of Train Tracks. Some of those lines are very good. I'm surprised that the Fox News hasn't stolen it yet. What's interesting is, you know, when I start telling you that news stands for, remember I told you when I was a kid I used to watch a lot of television, and they would have, you know, northeast, west. They would have a weather vane news, and it showed northeast, west, and south. And what a revelation it was to me at the time when I said, oh, my God, the word news means northeast, west, and south, because I hadn't seen it in my entire life since childhood. I turn on the news just now, and there's Fox News. Rip that off now. Well, I'm glad they're listening. I'm glad Bill Shein listened so intently, and I'm glad that he'll have unknown talk show hosts on, but Michael Savage is banned from Fox News, just like he's banned in Britain, which says more about Fox News and what they become than it does about me. And by the way, Bill and everyone else at Fox, including old Shillelagh there, look where I've gotten without you. You're not exactly the gatekeepers that you think you are. And that goes for old Roger Ailes as well. Roger, you're just not as powerful as you think you are. This is Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Hello, people. Ty Bollinger here, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. There is a drug-resistant superbug, Perfect Storm, that's on a collision course with mankind. Infections that were previously treatable are returning with a vengeance. The rise of the superbugs is here, much to our chagrin. This fact, associated with the end of the age of antibiotic drugs, is rapidly approaching. Drugs are quickly becoming increasingly irrelevant as bacteria and microorganisms have learned to evolve and outsmart these drugs. But there is a solution. I've seen it firsthand. You must obtain Carnivora, that's CARNIVORA.com. Used successfully by a U.S. president in 1985. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. I'm urging you to try Carnivora. You must protect yourself and your loved ones now. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY today.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collection and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to BestWaterNow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
Do you have more frequent urges to urinate? If you're making more bathroom trips or waking up at night to urinate, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free supplies of a best-selling prostate supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a naturally derived formula that helps reduce urges to urinate. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free bottles, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula with an ingredient clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night, and help make bathroom trips faster. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Super Beta Prostate free offer. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
Welcome back. It's hour number three of the Savage Nation, the 20th anniversary show. Again, 20 hard years, but I think they've kept me alive, to be honest with you. I don't know what I would do without the radio show in that regard, as hard as it may be. I don't know what I would do in the time of Obama, the scourge that we're living through, what this man and his wife get away with the hatred and the lies and the deception and the cronyism. It would be hard to go through a day without an outlet like I have, and I meant to tell you this before. I dropped into a restaurant last night. I had Teddy with me all day in the city. I was just hanging out alone. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to see anybody. I just wanted to be alone. You ever get one of those days? So I go to San Francisco. I have a little place there. I like to hide out in it. And I walk the hills, and I look at some of the architecture, which is just stunning, beautiful, the older houses. With my friend Jack, actually, in the morning, I went up and down Russian Hill. Dr. Sarfati, and then I hung out all day with my dog, just me and Teddy, in and out of the apartment. I went out and I bought some fresh bread. I went out and I had a McDonald's hamburger for the dog. I went to get him a burger, and I got to tell you the truth, I cheated and had a fish burger. I didn't eat all day, and I said, I'll get him a hamburger, and no salt, no pepper, junior burger for a dollar, you know, it's worth it. With the bums outside there, it's awful. But it's the best food value for dogs, I got to tell you. He even likes the bun. But once I'm in a junk food place, I can't resist. So, all right, give me a fish sandwich, no sauce. I cheated only a little bit. And, you know, it was so good, I almost fainted. Meanwhile, I had indigestion from it the rest of the day. But at night, I called up a friend, an older guy, and he was going to dinner with someone, a young guy who just built a new company, stopped in for a drink. So I went down the stairs four or five blocks away. I had one drink, and he said at the table something he has said before, which kind of irks me. He always says, you know, what you do is very hard. I don't know how you do it. It's sort of a put down to say that I'm working. In other words, like I'm a working stiff and he isn't. You know what I mean? So I said, you know, John, I said, do you know any intelligent man who doesn't want to have his opinions heard and reach so many people and influence the country in some way? And he went dead quiet because the young man at the table said, you're absolutely right about that. See, people are always taking shots at you, no matter what you do, even if they're your friend, to be honest with you. They're always taking a swing at you. But that's what life is. What's the big deal? You learn to live with it, and that's the end of it. And at the end of the day, you got to learn to live with yourself and your dog. Thank God for the dog. That's all I could say. Oh, what a mimic that little Teddy is. He's so great. If I lay down on my bed and I'm tired, he lays down on his back with the feet up. I love the mimics. If I lay down in the bed, let's say I'm tired in the middle of the day, I pull the curtains, which I do very often. It's one of my secrets is I nap a lot, like a lion. You know, lions are like that. They lie around a lot, except when they're hunting. I have the lion's way of life, which is even in the middle of a sunny day, gorgeous day, people outside, swimming pools, tennis courts below my building. Sometimes I can hear them. I pull the curtains. I close everything up. I shut the light out, and I lie down in bed. For whatever the period of time is, I relax. It shuts everything off. The dog, he bumps on the bed, upside down, the little paws in a little prayer position, and he's on his back. I want to go out again and get a bread. He's already down. He's ready to go. They're the greatest. I mean, there's nothing like them. We all know we love our dogs, and thank God that we do. So you know, wouldn't know what I'd do without him. Well, the time is very short, and I'm talking a little too much. I'm a little too loquacious today. And I'm going to take your calls. I'm telling you. I swear I will. I will now take a little break, and I will play for you liberals in Asian restaurants from an earlier Savage Nation show. Let's hear it.
You ever watch liberals go into Chinese restaurants or any Asian restaurant, particularly Thai restaurants? They put their hands together and they bow. Or if they ask for water or a napkin, they ask 50 times and say thank you 5,000 times. Oh, thank you. Oh, they're always so deferential. to a restaurant. And the Asian people look at them like they're insane. What are you thanking them for a napkin for? You're in their restaurant. They have to give you a napkin. Why are you thanking them for a glass of water? They're required to give you a glass of water. Have you ever seen liberals when the food comes? Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Just why? And that's like Obama in China. Obama bowing down to the emperor's fourth son. Same thing. It's just liberalism. It's a disconnect from reality. So we don't have to make more of it than it is. That's all.
It's true. It still goes on. Liberals in Asian restaurants, they have this fear of offending the third world. It's all third world. It's not just Asian restaurants. Oh, put them in a Mexican restaurant today in California. They practically crawl on their hands and knees and pray for a taco. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for that napkin. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for the ketchup. Unbelievable to me. And you wonder why they spit on them mentally. They look at us like morons. Morons in a country would treat them like this. Whatever. Whatever. The Malaysian prime minister, I'm supposed to believe, that the plane, all those... 18 days later, he discovered the plane went down. I don't believe a word that came out of his mouth. The theory that's still operational is that it was an accidental shootdown by the Malaysian Air Force or China Air Force, and they then covered it up by scrubbing the scene, and they took 18 days to do it. That's a theory. But I'm not going to go along with the klepto theory out of Malaysia. Not yet.
Just... Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal information to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent returns. This is too big to fight alone. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, you need to arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code SAVAGE or call and mention SAVAGE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
It is Michael Savage on his 20th anniversary program. I'm glad you could be with me. Some of the callers have been great, but what you're about to hear, I think, is going to top them all. And we're going to go right now to a lady named B on the internet in Boston. B, welcome to the program. So what's your first memory of the Savage Nation?
I listened a lot. Back when you first started, I think, I have something hanging over my desk that says, "In 100 years, we'll all be dead," Michael Savage. Yeah.
Okay, that's true. That's a nice thought.
Yeah, so you were one of the inspirations for me going back to school for radio. I met a fella there, of course, and we would sit around listening to radio the way people sit around watching TV. And, you know, sometimes you scoot a little closer and you may be a little kiss, a little this, a little that, and before you know it, you know, the special romantic time, and you're going in the background about something.
I was talking in the background while the two of you were making love?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's very nice. I don't know what to say to that one, but if I inspired, that is better than inspiring the opposite of love. I mean, the hippies used to say, "Make love, not war." Thank God I didn't inspire war. I'm glad I inspired love.
Right. Well, you know,
How did that work out for you? Did it work out in the long run or not?
Oh no, no, no.
No, I figured that was coming. How long did it last?
About 10 years.
Oh, you married him for 10 years?
Oh, no, I never married him, but we worked together.
Okay, but you had a relationship for 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Hey, 10 years is a long time, B.
I know. It's not bad.
Not bad. Well, keep my radio on. You might get lucky again.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I got a neck ache. A neck ache, an arm ache, a back ache, a foot ache. The leg is swollen. Every day. That's a new problem now. Here's another one. You want to hear my latest paranoia yesterday, why I'm depressed? I had a pain in the front of my thigh. Now, you want to hear something crazy, what happens with the body? My thigh, right thigh. I'm a bicyclist. Every day a small amount. My legs are very strong. So the one part of my body that I never complain about is my upper body, my chest, and my legs are good, thank God. So the front of my thigh, I've been having, like, shooting pains. So a couple of weeks ago, I had another issue. I went to the neurologist. I said, what is it, sciatic? He said, no, it's the nerve running on the front of your thigh. It's not the sciatic nerve, and he named it. So I figured, all right, so it's something to do with that. I get a pain, a shooting pain. I sit down or whatever. I figured just it's happening. Now it's increasing in intensity, the shooting pain, over the months. All of a sudden, over the last 2 days, like a knife in the foot, like someone took a needle, like in a voodoo doll, and stuck it into the front of my thigh. It's like, oh, my God. So I start touching my leg, and I feel like a 3-inch lump underneath the surface of my of the muscle. So I said, okay, great. Given my hypochondria to begin with, I said, oh, this is beautiful. So I said, okay, rule out the worst fears. What could it be? It could be a muscle spasm. I never heard of a muscle spasm 3 inches in size. You know, where you rub it and it goes away, put on Bengay. So now, yesterday afternoon, now one of the reasons I was depressed, I said, oh, here we go again now. I already envisioned like a leg off right to the end of the line. Because I do, I mean, I said, okay, I called the neurologist. Said, you want me to come in? I need a CAT scan. I hate CAT scans. You know, the ultra-fast x-rays, you know, what kind of burden they're putting on you in terms of radiation. And you're not going to put me into one of those click machines. I'm not going in there. I ran out of one about 3 years ago. I couldn't take it. The MRI, right? The click job, the magnetic resonance. A lot of people, I heard. I wasn't the only one. When I admitted I couldn't, they laid me in there. They were, I couldn't see my feet. And the head was, and the clicking. I said, get me out of here. I started pounding on it. And I got out. I ran out of the hospital. Some of these machines are like torture. But he told me, no, you're not the only one who can't take the claustrophobia of the magnetic resonance imaging. So where does that leave me? What, I'm going to go to a witch doctor in San Francisco? They'll give me, like rub a feather on my foot? I mean, what am I going to do here? I will go in for the CAT scan. And what if it is? Let's say it is. I have to cut out my thigh. That's the next step? That's my mind was yesterday. It's why I'm a little down today. And that's what I'm saying, the 20th anniversary. You know, you don't know what tomorrow brings. You just don't. So I figure enjoy it while you can. And thank God it's the leg, not the mouth. That's although a few weeks ago I had a little scare in that department. Yeah, it's like a ship at sea. The parts start to fall off. 855-400-7287. Oh, yeah, I'm like the old lion of radio. Let's go to FTL. Deborah, you're on the Savage Nation. Fire away. Go ahead, please.
Happy anniversary. I found your estate.
You know, the women at least say happy anniversary. They understand it's an anniversary.
Right. Well, happy anniversary. Oh,
thank you.
The one about your leg. Why don't you go see an acupuncturist or a DO and see maybe it's just not a tight groin muscle or something like that.
It's not near the groin. It's halfway down the thigh. It's so far away from the groin. It's so far away from the groin that I wouldn't even confuse the two.
Okay, but still go to an acupuncturist. I would suggest that's
an. I don't like the dirty needle. I went to an acupuncturist 30 years ago. I'll never go back into one of those filthy offices again. Half of them in San Francisco reuse the needles. They're disgusting. But I know. Look, I've heard miracles with acupuncture. I had a friend years ago who told me that a Chinese acupuncturist cured him of the smoking habit, tobacco.
Right.
He said he tried everything, and he was a heroin addict, this poor guy. Lovely man, good family. Worked all his life, never became a street junkie, but he was a heroin addict who functioned, of which there are many, by the way, and he told me that he could kick heroin faster than cigarettes. That's how addictive tobacco is.
Well, I will tell you this, that I had a severe broken arm last August, also broke my wrist, and I'm not a candidate for surgery, and between acupuncture and other alternative medicine, they both completely heal without pain medication.
I'm a believer. I believe in alternative medicine. But let me tell you, modern medicine is the best in the world for diagnosis. In other words, I'm not sure what treatment I would assume would be the correct road. But for diagnosis, you're not going to beat a CAT scan. Let me tell you that when it comes to a lump like this. This is not for some, guessing game. Anyway, so let's go back to the show. You like the show, Deborah, in Florida?
Yes, I love it. I used to listen to Rush when I was up in the D.C. area, and when we moved to Jacksonville, this is how we came to your show. But it's a tragedy with humor that brings me sanity, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Humor is good. I will send you a free book. Stay on the line. It's The Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Let's go to some of the other callers. We're having the anniversary. I don't know who to go to. I'm getting a lot of FTL callers. It's a very big listenership down there. Oh, WJR. How can you beat Detroit? Dan, welcome from WJR. You're on the Savage Nation.
Congratulations, Dr. Savage.
Thank you.
Anniversary to the wisest talk show host in America, all America. Anyways, I don't know what to say. I'm tongue-tied because basically everybody's covered what I was going to say. I guess you'd call me a Savage Nation loyalist.
That's good. That's good. Dan, I'm sending you a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny, Stay on the Line. Let's go back to Florida now. No, Ohio, WSOM, Catherine. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Catherine?
Good afternoon, Dr. Savage. I have done many wonderful things in my life, and 4 years ago, I came across your show through a friend of mine, Joseph, and I'm a loyal listener, and I aspire to become a Savagette.
A Savagette. I wish that I could put out a Savagette product, but I'm not into selling. I'm not into selling things. If I was one of the other hosts, maybe I could sell something. They'd come up with something for you. But I should give you something. I don't have anything for the Savagettes that I can give you. I should make something up—a T-shirt, a whatever. We trademarked it so some Sharpie can't steal it. But let me send you a free book. And a Savagette is a state of mind. A Savagette is a state of mind. You understand how that works? Oh, boy, oh, boy. What do we have, Neil, that we can play for the folks who are listening that you think would work? I'm saving the Mama Savage for tomorrow. You have a montage of the best moments of the Savage Nation. Is that any good? Let's try clip 18 on the Savage Nation.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation.
You know, they say that I'm to the right of Rush and to the left of God. I really don't think that that's funny. I really don't think that's funny at all. Do immigrants carry diseases? Are lawyers really humans? Is white bread safe to eat? How come women with mustaches, with peace and love and turtle-saving bumper stickers are the most likely to cut you off on the highway? By the way, quick note. Nazis, skinheads, KKK, don't call me. Crawl back into your bunkers. You've given true conservatives a bad name because you permit the sick leftists to paint all conservatives with the fascist brush, okay? Don't call me.
Blue Monday. How are you, Blue Monday?
I remember the 1960s when true liberals used to say, I may disagree with you, but I would fight to the death your right to say it. When have you last heard a liberal say, oh, I may disagree with conservative talk radio, but I would fight to the death their right to say what they believe in? I don't hear that anymore. What instead I hear is, they're threats to national security. Is that liberalism? Liberals used to say, I may disagree with you, Michael Savage, but I would fight to the death your right to say it. That's what this country has been about from the day it was founded.
The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture.
If I were running, I would run on a campaign of borders, language, and culture. Say, well, what do you stand for, Mr. Savage? Borders, language, and culture. The Republicans are having meetings now on what they should stand for. You hear this? They're still trying to determine what their motto is. We don't know what they're for, so they don't exist. I know how to win. Borders, language, culture. That's it. Here's my motto. So a reporter says, what do you mean by borders? What, that's not self-explanatory? Next question. What do you mean by language? Are you a racist? No, I believe there should be English only in the workplace and English only in the government. We're not a polyglot nation. It's not the Tower of Babel. It's the language of the land, and my ancestors had to learn it in order to become citizens. And I think it's only fair to demand that anyone learn English if they want to live here. They can practice any language they want outside of their outside of doing government business. That's all. You want to vote, you have to learn English. And the ballots must only be in English, not in 16 languages to make sure illegal aliens vote. Did I make myself clear? Okay, well, what do you mean by culture, Savage? Isn't that rather culturist? Aren't all cultures equal? Well, no, sir, no. All cultures are not equal. Just travel the world and you'll understand how ludicrous your question is. No, my friend, this culture is very unique, which is why we have America, which is why so many people still flood to this country. That's my platform. Thank you. There will be no further questions. Goodbye.
Listener discretion is still advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will never forget this day as long as you live. It is time for you to come out of your sleep. It is time for you to put your hats on forward. It is time for you to throw your pornography in a bonfire. It is time for you to turn off your sports. It is time for you to turn off your entertainment. You will not have a nation unless you awaken and stand up like a man.
Savage.
I am live. Well, that was an interesting montage. Well, let's go back to the callers on the program. Let's go to FTL in Florida. Danny, thanks for calling. What's on your mind on this 20th anniversary show?
Dr. Savage, I'd like to congratulate you on 20 years and welcome you to Afternoon Drive over here. It's great to have you.
Thank you. The first time
I ever heard you, my brother and I were building our own business, and I had a very, very rough day. I usually drive up, I'm in Florida, I drive up US 27 where I usually see the sun going down. And I don't know about, it's just the colors of the sun going down and whether it used to soothe me. But this day, it was too late for the sun going down. I was listening to the radio, and it was the same boring stuff that was on. And I hit scan on my radio, and it started scanning through the channels. And all of a sudden, I was transported back to my old neighborhood in Jamaica, New York.
Oh.
So it's Caruso or Mario Lanza. I don't know which one it was, though.
Oh, I was playing opera. Where'd you grow up in Jamaica? Where did you grow up, Danny?
I was south of the Long Island Railroad Station. Not a good area.
So you lived in a tough neighborhood in South Jamaica.
Yeah, I have scars on my knuckles to prove it.
Yeah, but you're Italian. You could take it.
No, I'm actually mostly Irish and Scots-Irish.
Well, you can take it even more.
Yeah, I know. We've been through, I could go into some other things, but I realize, listening to you over the years, at first I thought you were Italian, to tell you the truth. And after listening over the years, I realized you graduated from Jamaica High School.
Right. I'm gastronomically Italian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, aren't we all? Well,
I hope. No, you know, people say all cultures are equal. Well, explain to me how certain cultures come to this country and they bring their cuisine, and the cuisine is loved by all. Others come here, and all they bring is hate. They don't bring a cuisine. They don't bring anything in their language that becomes part of the mainstream. Nothing. All they bring is hatred. How can you say all cultures are equal, Danny? It's impossible. Danny, thanks for calling. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
I was diagnosed with diabetic.
High blood pressure.
High cholesterol.
Terrible acid reflux.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dr. Dennis Black. 10 years ago, here in Dallas, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis.
TexasSuperfood.com.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, organically grown, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the same nutrition as 12, count them, 12 servings of raw fruits and vegetables.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need.
I was off all my prescription medications in the first 30 days.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on Dr. Black Superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Thousands of people take my Texas Superfood every day. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com. TexasSuperfood.com.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
Attention, did you know that certain changes at the IRS could affect your taxes in 2014? It's true. Pay attention. You can actually save on both 2013 and 2014 taxes if you act now by calling my friends at Swiss America, 800-289-2646. Listen, they will explain how to start or move an existing IRA or 401k into gold, silver, and platinum in a government-accepted precious metals IRA. Savage says the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Who would you rather pay, yourself or the government? Well, one simple five-minute call to Swiss America is the first step at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Don't delay. April 15th is fast approaching, and gold prices are up over 12% so far in 2014. Remember this, the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Call Swiss America now, 800-289-2646, and tell them Savage sent the call. It's still not too late, 800-289-2646. My friends at Swiss have simplified it for you. Take action now. Well, we're coming to the end of the 20th anniversary show at the end of this third hour here on the Savage Nation. It's been quite fulfilling for me. I got to tell you that what my parents used to say to me is still true. The time goes by in the blink of an eye. You know, when you're young, you don't believe it. I remember when I was 20, 15, 20, and I, you know, older people would say, believe me, Michael, you'll see when you get older that time goes by so fast. I cannot believe I've been on radio for 20 years. It's been very hard. It's not like every day isn't the greatest challenge you can imagine. And I got to tell you something, pulling the curtain aside a little bit here. I won't do it again. Every show has anxiety built into it. Before every show, believe me, I have to collect all of my faculties and all of my courage in order to do the show. It's like getting into a jet. You just don't assume it's going to fly straight and that an engine isn't going to blow up or an instrument's not going to fail or something. You have to understand that getting the show off the ground every day is very much like starting up an Indy race car with all of the attendant anxiety and adrenaline. And then once you got through that first half a lap, I mean, the rest is exhilaration. And that's what today has been. It's been very nice to be here. I want to thank you for being such a loyal listener. With God's will and your listenership, I shall return. God bless America. It's the Savage Nation.
Savage.